Now, Sydney's Inner West is about to explode with 2 weekends of mesmerizing artistic creativity, guided tours, exhibitions, installations, street art, live music, outrageous parties. It's going to be insane. Sydenham's Edge is a free cultural event that will take place. The setting of the sun, I should say, leaves its imprint upon the streetscapes of Sydney's Inner West. Dawn will unveil and awaken the wanderlust of creative mayhem, where art and culture and technology and human ingenuity come to life. Now, in the studio this morning, we're joined by Paul Walker and Gideon to share their thoughts on their creative input. Welcome to the show, guys. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hello, good morning.
Now, tell us about Edge Sydenham. What's it all about? What is it that you guys do?
So the Edge Sydenham is part of a larger initiative that the Inner West Council runs.
Uh-huh.
So Edge Inner West. And so they run these different events throughout different artistic and cultural hubs in the Inner West area,
mm-hmm.
Where there's a lot of artists. And the idea of the Edge the idea behind the name is that it relates to a conservation term, which is ecologically distinct and globally endangered.
Okay.
And so the whole idea is that artists in these areas are on the edge, and these initiatives are being used to promote the artists, the work they're doing.
Yeah. Kind of on the fringes, on the edges.
Yes,
of
trying to get.
We're always on the edge in some ways, I think. And questioning things.
Yeah.
But even more specifically, it's associating artists with the idea of an endangered species.
Okay.
And actually, we're on the edge because of the real estate market.
Yeah,
to put it simply.
Absolutely. No one can afford to do anything in Sydney anymore.
Well, and in particular, the Sydenham area around Sydenham train station, it's all being redeveloped. There's a lot of residential, a lot of the commercial, the zoning of those properties being turned into residential.
Yeah, because Sydenham was like a bit of an artist's hub in years gone by, wasn't it?
Yes.
It still is.
It still is,
Marrickville.
Yeah.
And the incredible industrial spaces have been really beautifully exploited in that way.
Mm, absolutely.
But as it's changing, the zoning from industrial to residential.
Yeah, you're on the red list of endangered species.
Yes, it's just becoming more and more difficult to afford.
To do anything.
So hence, endangered.
Yeah, okay, fantastic. So it's all about, as you said, a conservation project then for artists.
Yeah.
So that's a larger, the Inner West Edge program.
Yep.
But Edge Sydenham is specific to the Sydenham area. It's happening over 2 weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a few events on yesterday.
Yep.
Gideon was performing at another Edge event
yesterday.
Wow. Yes.
At
fantastic.
Scratch Gallery.
Scratch Art Space.
Yes. So there was, I think, 40 art spaces that were activated yesterday with walking trails and live events.
Yeah.
And then next weekend is the big celebration.
Festival.
Big festival event that we'll be part of.
Yep. So tell us more about that, this big kind of extravaganza that's going on.
Mm. Well, it's centered around the Sydenham Green Skate Park,
mm-hmm.
and extends into the basketball courts and the park there. So in the basketball courts, there'll be a roller derby exhibition.
So cool.
To sort of start the event. Very cool.
Yeah, and that's in the afternoon from 4 o'clock till 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then after that finishes, and the sun sets, like you were saying in your intro, there are a couple of different events happening. So there's the Tortuga Studios have a fire garden.
Wow.
They'll have about 40 different artists. Installations, DJs, bands happening
beautiful.
Over in the park.
Food
and
as well.
Food also.
Favourite four-lettered F word. food.
And then we're part of Electro Skate, which is happening in the actual skate park.
Yeah.
So again, for Electro Skate, there's 24 artists who are working in partnership with the University of Sydney Design Lab. And there's a whole range of projections, lighting.
Interactive light art.
Yes, mm. and interactive digital art.
And this is all that kind of movement triggered.
Sound and movement
triggered. Wow,
sound and
movements. Yeah.
And then in amongst all of that, we'll be performing our work, which is titled State of Emergency.
Okay.
Yes. And in amongst all that, the skaters will still be free to roam. So it's not about locking down the space,
no.
but sort of reactivating it with everyone's, the skater's presence.
Re-energizing.
He'll be working with the lights.
I love that. I love that. And that's bringing kind of one creative world. The skater culture is a very creative culture, a very distinct culture with, mm-hmm. A more artsy installation style world, mm-hmm. which is so cool.
Yes, exactly.
And if we're endangered, we're extinct, we've got to learn to coexist.
Yes.
We've got to learn to meld and mix. Okay, yeah. So then tell us about the work that you guys have been working on.
Yes, so State of Emergency, it's actually aligning with some of those similar themes of being endangered, but not just artists, all of us.
Yeah.
So we're coming to this point as artists. I mean, it's something we've been thinking about probably our entire lives, but we're noticing that the language has changed and it's no longer, there's global warming. Oh, we've got to do something. It's an emergency.
It's a crisis.
The city of Sydney has just declared a state of emergency, and we think that's the right way to go. Mm. It's time to do something now.
Yeah.
Hence the title of our work. But also related, we're working with the SES, who are just neighboring the skate park. So they're actually sort of co-performers with us. And so we riffed off their name to create the name of the work, and also exploring what they might have to be doing in the future as the disaster continues to strike and we have more and more weather problems. At what point is the SES enough, and we're all going to have to save ourselves.
And I think their fluoro orange jackets will play in nicely to the theme as well.
Well, we are riffing off that.
This is cool outfits.
Oh, so, yeah,
fantastic!
We've got some fun outfits.
Yeah. And is this an interactive work for people to get involved with as well?
Yes, to an extent. So while the skate park is being activated with all the other light art and projection we were talking about, we'll be also doing extended durational play in and around the park with all sorts of objects that refer to rescue or the apocalypse.
I'm all about this.
Or also objects that could be left over and we've salvaged them to help us through the the rescue and the apocalypse.
This sounds so terrifying and fun at the same time.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and it's also, we know that it is quite a broad audience and there are young people in the audience.
Yeah.
So I think also something that we're wanting to consider is how we can engage with younger people. So bring this this issue, this theme forward to young people in a way that they can access it without feeling, scared or daunted.
Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely.
A message of hope as well, that we can actually do something if we all come together.
Yeah, because I guess you can just terrify people and make them very sad and very depressed and they can leave your event thinking, we're all doomed.
Yes.
But that hope element is a hugely important one.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. So you were mentioning young people there. How young are we thinking? How young do you think can enjoy this activity?
Well, I mean, I
think it's all ages.
Yeah.
All
ages. So the kind of durational work we're doing, it is quite playful.
Yes.
But then we do interject some little, comments or reminders that this is actually a real issue.
Seriousness.
But, we don't want to give too much away.
No,
but,
of course
you know,
not.
Like kind of making a raft out of milk crates that people can come on and
get
pushed around through the skate park.
Oh, my gosh.
So quite fun little activities.
So
for people
this
with
is
a mask made out of a thermal blanket kind of.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my word. Oh, this sounds so fun and terrifying, but fun. So when's this all taking place? When can we come and play on your milk raft?
Yes.
Well, we'll be there from about 6 to 7:30 doing that kind of fun interactive play.
Yeah.
Lots of other images and dance and movement and things we'll be playing with.
Yep.
And then we will duck away for a bit, get together with our SES crew, mm-hmm. and we will start the state of emergency.
Gather the troops.
We'll have an opening that where our key line is: this is not a drill, this is a performance. And we're going to start a reel and emergency.
Oh, wow.
To bring all the crowd over. And we've got a set piece that's actually set in the skate bowl section of the skate park.
This is incredible.
Like the kidney shaped
bowl.
Wow. Is going to become our stage.
Oh,
and
fun.
The audience will be all around the bowl and sitting around the edges.
Yeah.
And we'll do this sort of epic number.
Yeah.
Movement number with some incredible visual set pieces.
As artists, you obviously tackle some huge themes, and this is a big one. This is one that, as you said, it's playing on a lot of people's minds. It's very present in our lives these days. How do you approach that yourselves and not, you know, get overwhelmed by it?
It can be overwhelming
at
times. And I guess on a personal level, like, These are issues that have really come to the forefront in the past year, especially.
Mm.
You know, they have been there for a while, but
yeah.
as Gideon was saying, with media, with the language we're using, you know, more people are becoming aware of these issues, and you know, as an artist, I guess I feel like I have a role to kind of to connect with audiences and to be part of a bigger picture or a bigger movement that's bringing political issues and topics to the forefront.
Mm.
So although I guess our work isn't necessarily saying this is what we should be doing and this is the answer, I feel like as an artist we're part of this picture, this larger picture that's bringing a greater awareness to people. Mm. So just by engaging with these themes, by bringing these themes to people's awareness, then people can go and do the further research, or they can start to think about the questions that we might pose.
Mm. Absolutely.
I guess what we work with and play with is the heart and the emotions and the body. So to bringing that visceral relationship to the issues for people, and opening up their emotional responses and their feeling, which is often what it is that gets people.
Yeah,
and that's what affects change.
Absolutely,
well,
you know? Yeah. Gentlemen, I could talk to you for hours. My God, but we are way over time, so I'm going to have to. Paul, Gideon, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You,
appreciate
Jo.
It. That was Paul and Gideon there sharing their thoughts about art and culture and their upcoming performance at Electro Skate at Sydenham's Edge next Saturday. We'll pop all the links on the podcast if you want to check it out.